Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of this station nor its management.
What have we made of this world? Every way, every turn, it's a battle. There's a war going on between man and the birds, beasts, and cattle. The front line is there in your eyes. Don't do all of the things you despise, but all you can change it.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by artist Jeff Francis. Jeff has been a vegan for 52 years and has been and is still involved in many, many beautiful, compassionate, wise, and helpful programs. So we'll be hearing all about that. Welcome, Jeff, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I hardly recognize myself from your introduction. But thank you very much.
I know. You're humble. You're very humble. Thank you. Well, I'd love to start out by hearing about your experience at being a vegan for 52 years.
Well, it was driven clearly initially by compassion for animals. I'd been vegetarian for 3 years before that. And it had all come out of a touring around on a Greyhound bus in the States for 50 days, I think it was, and thinking very hard and knowing that I certainly wouldn't kill animals and never had been leaning towards that at all, and that I had to become at least vegetarian. And then later I learned much about the cruelty in the dairy industry and egg production as well. And that was it. That was what led me on to being vegan and to all the things that followed from that, including my own vegan restaurant in London in the 70s.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I'd love to hear more about that with your restaurant.
Basically, I'd established a chain of secondhand record shops and then some new record shops as well. I had always wanted to, from the very start, to have a vegan restaurant. And it's interesting, I have my own podcast, which is called 50 Year Vegan for the Love of All Things. And I did an interview with someone who I was involved with at the time when I was already vegan, only just. And she was saying to me that apparently I wanted her to set up and become the cook for a vegan restaurant even at that stage. But finally, when I got hold of a very big store, 2,500 square feet, just off Baker Street in London, I had two other stores there in Baker Street, it was that big that we had a chance to put a 1,500 square feet restaurant on the top floor, it was called Rosalie's Good Eats Cafe, and that was run by my fiance at the time, Rosie Hoban. And it was a hard slog. I think we were one of three places in London that you could get a vegan meal.
Wow, that's exciting. So I'd also love to hear about your collaborations, such as with Linda McCartney.
I set up and ran an organization for her and a famous writer in this country, a comedy writer called Carla Lane, and a famous actress who she's done like, 65 films and is still working at the moment at the age of 80, Rita Tushingham, who's a very, very special person and still a friend. Of course, sadly, the other two are already demised. But Linda was a very, very special person. I was there to, as I say, set up the organisation and then run the day-to-day on it for 4 years. Until, I have to admit, the daily inhumanity of people towards animals really became a bit too much, and I had to move on. But and I stopped campaigning for a while, and then I got involved with Hillside Animal Sanctuary, which is the largest in the world now, with in excess of 4,000 animals, 140 staff and 8 sites, and it has a vegan ethos, and it's the it was set up to show the cruelty in the farming industry, animal farming industry. So the sort of animals that are there are cows, horses, 2,500 horses, pigs, turkeys. We even at one stage had a camel there that was going to go into a circus, and she was blind as well, Alice. She was the most beautiful creature. She used to feel your face with her mouth. It was the gentlest experience I've ever had. But it's run by an amazing lady called Wendy Valentine, who is certainly the real deal as far as compassion towards animals is concerned. And it's been going, 25 years now? No, nearer 30, actually. Nearer 30.
Beautiful.
But I recommend anyone to have a look. Hillside.org.uk. It's quite a thing. And it's all run by this very little lady who's just astounding. There's a film that people can pick up on YouTube if you'd like. And it's called, let me get this right, I think it's called 52 Cows. And it's a real insight into the thinking of Wendy and the compassion involved. But it's about a man who had a dairy farm, and he used to hate sending his cattle to slaughter because, as I'm sure you know, they normally only get about 3 years, and then their milk production drops off, and they're sent as what they call cull cows, which means they'll end up in burgers and such.
I know, it's devastating.
And it's about this man. He couldn't hack it anymore. He decided to give it all up and become an organic farmer, but he didn't know what to do with all the cattle. And then, just out of the blue, Wendy rang up and said, "We'll take them all." And that's what she does. It gets bigger and bigger because she's always taking in animals that are in trouble. And even in her home, she has something like 30 deer that have been picked up off the roads and things that she looks after and recuperates. Just an amazing woman.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you all. And I appreciate your collaboration with all the other compassionates. And speaking of that, I'd love to hear about your work with Vegan Queen V, Jen Armstrong, Power Woman.
Yeah, Jenny's smashing. I mean, we've only done the one project with her at the moment that is released, which is the Waggle Dance, which is about honey, and that most people don't even think of as being something that has any form of cruelty in it, but of course has huge cruelty involved as far, if you are sensitive to every form of life.
Waggle, 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 waggle. Making energy. So if you want to help the bees, leave the honey be. Habitat loss and pesticides, let's help the bees stay alive. Stop monocrops, bee parasites. If they die, we won't survive. Dance, give the bees a chance. Join the Lego dance, join the Lego dance. Oh, dance, shake your body and clap your hands. Join the Lego dance, join the Lego dance. Waggle, waggle, wiggle to the left, waggle to the right.
Words and Music by Jen Armstrong, a.k.a. Vegan Queen V, Jeff Francis, Darren Ginn, published by Bonobo TV Publishing in association with Bite Sized Epiphanies. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Let's continue our conversation with artist Jeff Francis, who's joining us via Skype in Portugal. We're discussing his decades-long activism in London and beyond. Right now we're talking about Vegan Queen V, whom we just heard.
She is just an amazingly dedicated person who's extremely talented, and her songwriting is all on theme as far as we're concerned. I must recommend her track Dominion. You've told me that you play a lot of her stuff, and it really deserves the exposure. And she lives in a van with her two dogs, and she tours around and does shows all over the place. And we're hoping to use her vocals on a lot of things. We're just doing a song about the renewal of whaling by Iceland. And she's doing a vocal on that one as well with a number of other vegans, which is exciting.
Great, that's wonderful.
There's not much more to say about Jenny than she is brilliant, and I highly recommend that everyone listens to everything she does. It's so beautifully done.
It is. She's very talented, like you said. And I'm happy to see that you and Jenny and Tammy Hay are also going to be on the virtual program of the Vegan World 2026, and it's called COP number 15 coming up.
Yes, I've been on a couple of times with the arts thing, but Tammy suggested that she would like to do a panel, so we've pulled together a panel. Which includes Jenny, also Darren Ginn, who is based in Florida, who I work with particularly on the music stuff. Darren is a world-class pianist who's worked with the most amazing people. Check out his website, darrenginn.com. He's our producer and arranger on anything that we're working on. We're very ambitious at the moment. We're looking to create up to seven different albums in different genres, all dealing with what's happening to the planet and to animals. I quite recklessly have already written over 200 sets of lyrics. So if there's anyone out there who fancies they are working at that sort of level, we'd be more than happy to hear of them and maybe offer up some lyrics and see what we can all do together. We've got a nice team that we work with as well. We have a guy called Paul Wendridge, who I've collaborated with on a number of books and other things and films. He's been in the Museum of Metropolitan Museum of Art and the British Tate Gallery, and he is he does all the videos for us, and we've also had the input of the man I consider unquestionably to be the greatest 2D animator in the world, a guy called Tony White, and he's contributing all sorts of work for us as well.
Thank you, Jeff. And you are a very talented artist. Oh, it's just so wonderful. It's very inspiring also. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're joined by Jeff Francis. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Jeff, the lyricist. What? No meat?
What have we made of this world? Every way, every turn, it's a battle. There's a war going on between men and the birds, beasts and cattle. The front line is there in your eyes. Don't do all of the things you despise, but all you can change it. Who are we to demand of the price? Rush the creatures for our price. Cause the clinkers are there on our eyes, and yet we seem so nice. To the man who kills with no need, if we realize on what he feeds, oh yes,
he will change it.
I'm not a meat crazy, it's not a meat baby.
What? No.
About your lyrics and your work with producing what? No Meat?
that was really nice experience. And Ray and Captain Sensible and I became good friends for a good long while. And he even played the Isle of Wight Festival for me in 1990, which I had to organise. It was what had happened is that I'd organized the music for the Seal Rally in Trafalgar Square, and I'd been working with a good friend, a guy called Ted Carroll, who ran a label that had a lot of punk bands on there. And in order to change the feel of the whole thing, which was just a bit of a ritual, I suggested that we brought in some of the punk bands, and one of the guys who turned up was Captain Sensible, who was very big at the time, and he'd done a single called What. Anyway, we got chatting, and I said, would you do something, you know, for the animals? And he said, he was really up for this, and there was a small studio in Croydon, in someone's terraced house, that we went to, and we got there, and Ray had an outline for the whole thing. He had the chorus, which was what, well, I'm not so meat crazy, it's not so neat, baby, and but he didn't have a verse. So basically, I sat and knocked out a verse with him and his girlfriend at the time, and that's how What No Meat came about. But basically, it has the story in it that is now has now become common wisdom that the environment and what's happening to animals is all tied up in one, and that's something that. Of course, Salash Rao, Dr. Rao, certainly has put forward. But this was in, when we did What No Meat, it was 1982, I think, that we wrote that. And it was, we put it out on our label, which have turned out, was recently informed, was the first animal rights label. It was called Animus. And we toured it around, and but with all these things, you don't know that it's hit anyone, you know, that it's had an effect. And then some little while back, I was in a vegan restaurant in London, got chatting to this chap who turned out to be a Turkish guy, but also was a very talented choreographer. Modern choreographer who just had a show at Tate Modern, and we got chatting away, and I was talking to him about what I'd done and what he'd done, and so on. And when I mentioned What No Meat, he turned around and he just said, "Really?" He said, "That was a song that inspired me and all my friends in Turkey." In the 80s, we had no idea that that had happened, you know. And I did, I used it as a soundtrack of a film called Weapons of Mass Destruction, which was a show I'd done with the Vegan Society at the Frieze Art Fair in London. Now, Frieze Art Fair has now become one, certainly one of the most prestigious in the world. And we had the opportunity to do this thing, and I'd always felt, you know, weapons of mass destruction was very much in common parlance then, and I thought, well, there is nothing more destructive than a plate and a knife and fork if the wrong things are on it, and so I put this film together, which people can find on my website if they'd like to. If they go to artistjefffrancis.com and then go to filmmaker and drop down, they'll find a Weapons of Mass Destruction. It was I thought it was quite interesting. It was called, actually the full title was Weapons of Mass Destruction, Changing the Picture. And what we'd done is we created a mosaic of pictures of animals that I'd done. And there were 2,500 of them, and people were invited to change the picture by picking up the number of animals that they had eaten. And it had a very interesting effect.
And also, awesome work with What No Meat. That's really great, too. So I'm really thrilled and honored that here I am playing it in 2023. We just heard What No Meat, sung by Captain Sensible and Rachel Bohr. In the near future, Jeff Francis will be joining us again on Vegan Nation. Thank you very, very much for this interview on Vegan Nation.
It's an absolute pleasure. Oh, can I just fill in for you as well? The other people in the panel, one is Darren Ginn, who I work with. and he'll be showing some of the work that we've done together. But also there's a really interesting young man called Chris Hines, who from 2016 has been pulling together all the animal rights music that he has been able to find through history. And he's gone back in Western societies as far as the 1600s, which is fascinating. He's also become an expert on Band of Mercy, which was happening in the 1800s. But he's recently discovered some verses in hymns from the Rig Veda, which goes back prior to Christian thinking. And it's really fascinating stuff. And Chris has just become, by default, the expert on animal rights music, and that's how he came to me, because it turned out we'd done the first label, the first animal rights label. And I think people will find what he has to say fascinating in the COP panel. That's the 29th, isn't it?
Right, the 29th. Yeah, October 29th.
Yeah.
That's an online vegan event. I'd like to take this opportunity to announce three upcoming in-person vegan events locally here in New England. Wednesday, October 25th in Worcester, Massachusetts, there's a vegan trunk or treat on Chandler Street being held at a parking lot on Chandler Street. So for the candy, please be sure that they are all vegan, in addition to avoiding the obvious animal products such as flesh, dead flesh, dairy, eggs, honey. Please also check the ingredients to make sure there is no whey, that's W-H-E-Y, beeswax, pollen, carmine, cochineal, shellac, confectioner's glaze, gelatin, etc. One can visit New England Veg Fest for more details about that vegan trunk or treat happening in Worcester, Massachusetts. The other two vegan events are in Rhode Island, hosted by Rhode Island Vegan Awareness, another nonprofit organization. A vegan Halloween party, Saturday, October 28th, live music, dancing, and a vegan dinner being held at the Elks Lodge in Warwick, Rhode Island. Rhode Island Vegan Awareness is also hosting a vegan trunk or treat, and that's on Tuesday, October 31st, being held in the parking lot of St. Anthony Church, North Providence. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
Did you drop me on my head? Was it damaged when I fell down the stairs? 'Cause there's something I can get my time to live mind around. How come only I see the fear and pain in their eyes? See the value of their life comparable to yours and mine?
Let's go out with Dominion by Vegan Queen V. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.